Welcome to Get in the Herd, a podcast about addiction and recovery brought to you by the McShin Foundation. If you or a loved one are looking for real discussions about addiction, recovery, stigma, advocacy, and most importantly, hope, then stick around. Thanks for joining us. Now sit back and get ready for another great episode of Get in the Herd.
Everyone, I want to welcome you today to Getting in the Herd here at the McShin Foundation with your host for today, Walter Randa at Testifying Tuesday. Yeah. All right, you guys. Yeah. Nate, he's not here, you guys. Again, I want you to tune in every third Tuesday of the month here at the McShin Foundation and Getting in the Herd. You know, I'm just honored, I'm blessed that Nate, he steps aside and allowed me to come in and talk about breaking the bondage of addiction ministry. You know, we have a lot going on here at the McShin Foundation. So we always looking for supporters, donors, and all that great stuff, you know, here at the McShin Foundation. Look, you guys, I am excited right now. You know, we are honoring, right, the women in the month of March. You know, nationwide, worldwide, global wide, you know, we honor the women, you know, and here at the McShin Foundation, Breaking the Bondage of Addiction Ministry, you know, we call it Testify Tuesday. I had this wonderful woman on my left. Good God Almighty, man. I tell you, look how she beautiful. Isn't she lovely? Isn't she? Okay, I'm going to stop. I got it. But here at Testify Tuesday at the McShin Foundation, you know, again, this month, you know, we are honoring the women in the month of March. And I'm just grateful, you know, the John Honesty, you know, Jesse, when they bought Breaking the Bondage of Addiction Ministry here, they always had a spiritual service, you know, throughout the year, you know, since the pandemic has happened, a lot of places has closed down. But the McShin Foundation has been able to keep the doors open. You know, and through opening of the doors, that's when they came together, John, Jesse, and Honesty. And they asked me, you know, I am an employee here at the McShin Foundation. They asked me to bring a spirit. They always had a spiritual service, but again, it shut down. And so they allowed me to bring Breaking the Bondage of Addiction Ministry. And we meet here every Sunday from 9:30 to 11. We meet here, 2300 Dunbarty Road, Richmond, Virginia, the McShin Foundation with me here. We invite you guys to, you could tune in, you know, on the live podcast. You could tune in, you know, or you could show up in person. You could show up in person, you know, because we are really about healing family and saving lives. You know, so Breaking the Bondage of Addiction Ministry, it's a 12-step and a biblical perspective ministry. You know, so every week we do a step, and then there are Bible scriptures that God has given me that I will go over the scripture. So we'll have a participants to come up. You know, they do the selected readings we have. And then we have someone from the community who part of a 12-step program. They speak on that step. And then God, he empowered me with a word that relates to that step, a scripture, and that speaks on that step. And so it's been a growing ministry. Again, it happened in the midst of a pandemic. And I'm excited. Now, I'm excited for the month of March because we decided that we want to dedicate the whole month of March to the women, you know. And so Melvina, hey, she's not here today. Some days she's my co-host, but she assists me here at the McShin Foundation with Breaking the Bondage of Addiction Ministry. And what she have done this month, She had put together a panel of women, the first women conference. You know, last week, wow, man, my wife, this beautiful queen right here on my left. Let me see. Yeah, my left. She can be on my right, too. She just my eyes. Anyway, she was a speaker this Sunday here at the Machin Foundation where Breaking the Bondage of Addiction Ministry operate.
Can I jump in and say something?
You sure can jump in.
Any alumni out there, as someone who is alumni and also was a former participant years ago who was basically, I don't want to, I hate to say it like this, but made to come to the spiritual service every Sunday. I can definitely assure you that Breaking the Bondage of Addiction is a far better experience than these Sunday services used to be. when I came before, it was basically whoever could do it just did it. And sometimes they were decent. Most of the time they were not. every Sunday now with you know, the steadiness of Breaking the Bondage of Addiction.
Yes.
A lot of energy.
Yes.
You know, it's a lot better than it was. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Come out. Yes. No, thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Now, you guys know the man behind the scene. You got some people who do the work up front. But this guy, Justice, the voice you just heard, the man behind the scene, man, he captured a lot of the great moments that happened here at Breaking the Bondage of Addiction Ministry. But what I want, because Justice made that announcement, what I want anyone, right, like he said, if you have a gift, if God is speaking through you through singing, through playing your guitar, through doing the poetry, remember, this is our ministry. This is not church. I don't want you to think of it. It's a non-denominational spiritual ministry where you could call on the name of God. You could name him Jesus. You could name him Allah. You could name him Buddha. This is a spiritual encounter. Come on, man. Spiritual. Look, you could be agnostic. You could be atheist. Just come and get the spiritual revelation and speak to us as the God, as you understand, speaks to you. We love it here at the Machin Foundation. You are definitely welcome. So bring that gift. Bring that gift. If you can sing, you got a poetry, bring it. Bring it. Because this month, I'm telling you, man, we are so gifted with the women. This is National Women Month all around the world. And Breaking the Bonds of Addiction Ministry. Look, we bought a man. Hey, Jessica, can you do me a favor? Can you put up that flyer? I want to show this flyer real quick, right? And once you guys see this flyer, you're going to see how we just got past Sunday, March the 13th, where Elder Tracy Randall, she was our speaker. Oh, my God, look at that. Can you guys see that? Wow. And as we matriculate through the whole month of March, next week we have Shelby Thomas, and then we have Pastor Maria Lynn. And then we have Minister Gail Hobson, and we have our very own Honesty. Come on now. We got some speakers. We got workshops. There's a Zoom ID. You can log in on Saturday if you can't be here in person. Man, we are giving this space to the women throughout the month of March here at the Machin Foundation through Breaking the Bonds of Addiction Ministry. So we want to thank, again, the Machin. I'm definitely going to say that because, look, man, if it had not been for the vision that God has given John, you know, because we didn't see this, you know, 17 years ago, Breaking the Bondage of Addiction Ministry, being here, and even this National Women Month, to have this speaker, right, that I have been in love with from the first time I saw her. Ah! This my wife, if I ain't already say that. But I have been in love with her. And I have this space, you know, to talk about some extraordinary things happening for ordinary women, right? And she talked about some of that stuff on last Sunday. But just to hear her voice, I know her testimony. I know her walk with God. I know where she at in this season of her life. But I'm going to give you guys Tracy Randall, and she's going to share however God lead her. Now, I know when to jump in, and because we live together at home, I know when to jump out too. But come on, Tracy Randon, let the community of people that we are serving in this set hour hear from you. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate what McShin Foundation is doing for the community and for the community people. I appreciate you, Walter Randall, my husband, my love, my best friend, for what you do as well. I've always called you the community pastor because you always run, you always show up, you're always willing to serve. And so that's a blessing in itself because you have a desire to be there for the people and to assist and to help. You do just because it's in you. You don't do to be seen, but it is good that you are seen doing.
Come on,
because
now.
You are an example of what it looks like to serve with no alternative motives. And so I also thank you for the opportunity and even recognizing Women's International Month and for giving space for the woman to speak.
That's
each
right.
Sunday at the Breaking the Bondage of Addiction Ministry. And so that's also giving you time to rest.
Hey, don't tell the truth.
You can rest because you can sit amongst the people and you can be poured into.
Yes.
You can sit and look up and just admire and just trust that God is giving the ladies that you have called, that you have selected to speak and pour. You also trust the woman to pour to the community of people that are choosing, because we all have a right to fellowship where we want to fellowship.
That's
but they
right.
are choosing to show up here.
That's
they
right.
feel free and their talents are being used and there's room for them. And so that's a wonderful, wonderful space to be in. But with regard to International Women's Month, I'm grateful that God created me in His image.
All right,
I'm
now.
Grateful that God masterfully created me, took His time with me. I mean, took a rib, a specific rib out to make Tracy. Before it was Randall, it was Carter.
Okay, now.
Tracy Carter, spelled with a C, like Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
And so I am the oldest of it's four daughters. I have no brothers, and birth to Phyllis and Ronald Carter, originally from New York, but it's a blessing to be a woman. We are recreators. We give life after God decides to breathe life, but we are able to carry life. We are able to birth life. We are able to groom life. And so that is something a man cannot do. Regardless of any choice of operation this man decides to do, if he decides to change his mind with regard to which gender, that's something that he will never be able to do is reproduce. And so only a woman can do that. And so that's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful miracle to be a part of. The woman, we do a lot. We do a lot. I don't know if you notice, some may agree and some may not agree. But if you was to compare Mother's Day to Father's Day, let's think about how strategic it was of how it was placed on the calendar.
Okay, here we go, just ready. I got to hear this. Because look, one thing I do know on Father's Day, we may get a card, but women get to celebrate all month. They get dinner and roses and jewelries and all that great stuff. So come on, teach me something.
Well, Mother's Day is before Father's Day because we do so much. There's a lot to celebrate. Now, I do not want to be beat up by the dads, okay?
Okay.
You do an amazing job. But if you was to stop and look at it and think about it, the mothers, the wives, woo, that's a big holiday. It's Mother's Day weekend. Mother's Day is on a Sunday, but we start getting celebrated on Friday, on Saturday. You see the vendors out selling the flowers and the balloons and the teddy bears and the retailers. They have their sales. But on Father's Day, it's not as much. You don't see the vendors out selling flowers and teddy bears.
We might get some candy. Socks.
You know, no. You're going to get gifts. You're going to get gifts and taken out. Some men prefer not to be taken out because of how crowded the restaurants are. That's my father. My father chooses to stay home and be spoiled. Go in the kitchen, cook and serve him. You know, again, my father has a wife and four daughters. So we grew up serving and spoiling my dad as the only man in the house. But with regard to how the woman is poured into, it's because we do so much. We're up late at night, making sure the house is calm, making sure the children are in bed. There are times that the children are sick and with fever. It's the mother getting in the tub with the sick child, cold water to cool that body down. It's not the father. It can be, especially if this dad is raising his children by himself, but the mothers are doing more of that, more getting in that cold tub. I mean, you have a baby with a stuffy nose. The father doesn't know to cover the baby's mouth and blow into the baby's mouth so that the nose, the nasal, is now unplugged. Now, it's quite gross because what's coming out of the nose is hitting your cheek. But as a mother, that's graphic. But that's real. That's real. There are some things that a mother will do to make the child more comforting. You know, help the child be easy. How about taking the child and transitioning from the parent's bed to their bed? Sometimes they get in the crib with the baby and then try to sneak out, hurt themselves, trying to climb out the crib. Fathers don't do that. Have you ever done that?
Well, you know, since you want to ask that question, being a single father at one time, raising my son when my ex-wife, because you my wife. Well, my ex-wife gave me full custody of my son. There were some challenging moments realizing what women went through when I had to experience that season of my own. You know, so there are some things that I have done, but you're right, there are some things I didn't have to do.
Right.
You know, being a single father, raising a son. So I definitely honor the women. I honor the things you guys do as women. I honor my mom, you know, who was a single mother, and she did do some of those things that you identify as a mother. But being a single father, you know, some of those things I didn't have to encounter. You know, I took custody of my son at the age of 8. So there are some things that I honor. You know, I honor all women. You know, and you're right, women, you can give life. That's one thing man can't give, you know, the natural birth of life, you know, but it's speaking to somebody's life and help them to change directions. You know, that's one thing, you know, I'm grateful that Mission Foundation, what John Schenhoser did, you know, when God birthed the vision of him coming up with the Mission Foundation, you know, and here we are, you know, again, allowing women, you know, not being biased, you know, not being male chauvinist, you know, but here at the Mission Foundation, you know, we all are equal. You know, here we are talking about healing family and saving lives. I mean, I respect so much, as we post the flyers earlier, you know, our CEO, you know, who's a woman, you know, here at the Mission Foundation. Honesty, you know, I tell you, and she have a great personality, a woman who loves humans, you know, humans. I love what happens here, you know, but you talked about some things, Tracy, you know, just being a woman, being a mother, the characteristic, you know, how you was raised, your mother showed you so much, how you all nurtured your father. And yes, he is a spoiled father in love. I love my father in love, you know, being raised by his four daughters. He have a wife, but you all, y'all have really poured into him, you know, and watch the Carter girls, you know, and the lifestyle you all live as a woman. But one thing I do like about, you know, being here this week and celebrating women, you know, as we look at the theme, you know, extraordinary women doing ordinary things. This is one lady that I know you have relationship with, you know, that has impacted your life and has impacted my life, you know, and had put you on a vision to live a dream that I'm inspired when I see how this dream you live in and you live it out loud and it changes my life. You know, and I'm talking about Mary Kay Ash. I was going to bring her into it because you're talking about extraordinary things that happen to an ordinary woman. And Justin's, yes, my wife got one of them pink Cadillac trucks out there. You saw it? Yeah. But I tell you, man, just to learn some of the history of Mary Kay Ash, and I'm telling you, it's the torch that my wife still run based on the principles that Mary Kay talks about. And she pretty much talk about God, family, then business, right? So, babe, can you talk
you can
a little bit?
Babe.
I could call you babe. Okay. We can start there. Can you talk about, because this was an ordinary woman. You know, I think her husband passed away. But anyway, you go here with the history of Mary Kay. And can you talk about how she affects your life that affects my life, that it just brings so much joy into our family? Go ahead, babe. Can you go from that perspective?
I definitely can. So Mary Kay Ash was an extraordinary woman. Mm-hmm. She worked in a male-dominant work field. Being overlooked, being overworked, and decided to do something for women. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that she started selling wigs first.
Okay.
It was wigs before skincare and makeup. Mm-hmm. But she decided that she wanted to have a business for women to be in business for themselves. So that women can be empowered. And so do you know how there's a high school and college mascots?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our mascot is a bee, a bumblebee. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. Scientists says that the bee should never fly because the body is too big and the wings are too thin. Mm-hmm. But guess what the bee did?
Fly.
The bee took off and flew. And so as a result of that, the bee represents one woman can, so all women can. We can be entrepreneurs. And so Mary Kay Ash, Mary Kay, the company, was established on September 13th, 1963. So we are going on 59 years. Mm-hmm. That's strong. That's strength. That's stability. That's foundation. And so some people believe that, oh my God, it's just lipstick or it's just makeup or no, it's so much bigger than that. So much bigger than that. And so Mary Kay started this business after she was a widow. Her husband passed. Mm. And so now she became a single mom. And so her children helped her, inspired her, motivated her, encouraged her, and supported her. And the business took off. And Mary Kay did pass on her favorite holiday. So I don't know if you know what that is, but that was on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. November 22nd, 2001. Mm-hmm. So I have never had the opportunity of meeting Mary Kay, but I'm so grateful for the legacy of Mary Kay and how it is empowering women all over the world. And so Mary Kay was introduced to me years ago when I lived in New York, not just 2019 that made me start my Mary Kay business, but years ago. But the only product that I used at that time was our oil-free makeup remover. And I'm talking over 20 years ago. And we still have it. And our oil-free makeup remover is in the Allure magazine as the best makeup remover. But I was not ready for Mary Kay and what it had to offer at that time. And so my former career, my former J-O-B, I'm in mortgage. I was an underwriter. I'm in finance. And so I've never been in retail ever. And so in the latter part of 2018, I was laid off of my job and out of work for 9 months. Mm-hmm. And my husband did work 4 jobs to keep everything running in the house. He was still able to take me out to dinner. He wanted to still buy me things. But I found myself falling into a depression because I'm a very independent woman.
Yes, she is.
Because prior to marriage, I was a single mom prior to my first marriage and my second marriage. Mm-hmm. And so my daughters are 36, 33, and 28. Mm-hmm. And so we struggle as single parents. You go from working a 9 to 5 to getting off that job and going to a second job 3 days a week and going home and still needing to check homework and be present and do baths or give kisses because they've already went to bed. And it's called sacrifice of a single mom to keep the lights on and keep the food on the table and keep them clothed. And so 2019, I had a call from a Mary Kay consultant that wanted to do a facial on me. She had a big goal going for herself, and she wanted to, you know, earn a trip that Mary Kay was hosting at that time on a cruise. And I said, sure, I'll help you. And so she came over and gave me a facial and just started sharing a little bit more about the opportunity with Mary Kay, mm-hmm. which I didn't prepare for. I just thought I was having a facial. And so this is how it changed my life. It changed on February 1st, 2019, and then on the 2nd, when I made a decision to say yes to Mary Kay. You see, I felt the product for the first time, and I loved it. I learned that Mary Kay was established since 1963. I learned of the culture, which is faith first, family second, and career last. You work your business how you choose to work your business. You don't have to compare it to anybody else. You fit in the Mary Kay business where it can fit. So I started thinking about it. At that time, it was $100 to join, and I did not have it. See, when you're out of work for 9 months, 6 months, you're receiving unemployment compensation. 3 of those months, you have nothing. So I was not going to ask my husband that's working 4 jobs for $100 to join Mary Kay. So I did something. I always include God in all of my decisions. And I prayed. I said, God, if this is for me, then you make a way. And that was a Friday morning, that same evening. I'm not surprised that God answers prayers and moves mountains and extends the water in rivers that are
testify
dried out.
Testify what God can do. Go ahead. All right, let me start.
So I prayed. And that same evening, I went out with some girlfriends, some good girlfriends. And they gave me a card. It was an encouragement card. You know, sometimes they would take me out to lunch and treat me. They would treat me to get my nails done. But inside the card, what they did not know is they was blessing me to an answered prayer. It was a seed in that card of $250. Mm. To join was $100. My prayer was really simple. God, if you, I will. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. So even if you do not know the how, I don't wear makeup. I'm not really into skincare. Water on my face works just fine for me. I'm not into regimen number 1, 2, and 3. But I say, God, if you, I will. So when I received that seed that following Saturday morning, I joined Mary Kay. And then I started sharing what I just did. I didn't share it with the girls that blessed me with the seed until the next day, or even my husband. Or with my daughters. I shared it after I did it because once you have a relationship with God, you know his voice. And you don't need anybody to affirm or confirm what you have going on with your Savior. And so I joined Mary Kay and then I shared it. You know, a lot of us, we're wearing a tool belt, but we all have a different tool in our belt just based on how we were raised. And so sometimes people don't know how to support what doesn't seem realistic or what they don't understand. So that's why I chose to do it that way. And so that was February of 2019. And what I didn't realize was happening, because now I felt a purpose. Now I felt showing up and going to the meetings and, you know, feeling empowered and learning how to do this and giving the strategy of what to say and how to say and how to meet people and how to introduce the products and introduce it to even strangers that I meet at the nail salon or the supermarket. And people were saying, yes, I'll try the product. And yes, I want to do what you're doing. And yes, they are connected to success. They are attracted to success. You see, you have two cars. One car is red, shiny, and it's moving. Another car is blue and it's parked on the side with the hood up and it's smoking. You'd rather get in that red, shiny, moving car than that blue car. People are attracted to success. And I was very loud and excited about what I was doing. I was exploding on Facebook with everything. If I was going to the post office delivering product, I was doing a boomerang about it. I was showing everybody. And different people started joining. And then I started inquiring more, because I wanted more. And so I inquired on leadership and directorship. And so in September, I decided to ask the questions, how do I become a director? I got the answers. And Mary Kay gives you up to 4 months to qualify for directorship. You see, it's two qualifications. You start your directorship with 10 people on your team and you finish with 30. That's not just me. That's everybody that's on my team. So we collectively recruit. Once you have your 30, you've met one qualification. The other qualification is doing $13,500. Again, you have up to 4 months to do that together. However, because of the obedience, because of the work, because of the effort that I put in, we completed that in 30 days. And in September of 2019, I was recognized in Mary Kay as number one in my debuting class across America because I completed that qualification in 30 days. The following month in October, I earned my first free car, and it's a Chevy Malibu. When you earn the vehicles of Mary Kay, they pay 85% of the insurance and taxes.
I'm so still doing. How much is the car payment?
I don't have a car payment. I'm driving free.
Yep. Said what?
I don't have a car payment.
Oh.
I don't have a car payment.
Testify how God would do it. Keep going.
And so, still doing what I'm doing. My unit is still growing. And so, in January, I earned the second vehicle, Equinox, charcoal gray Equinox. 2 months later, we're in a pandemic now. I earned the Traverse. Now, when you earn that level, you have three cars to choose from. I didn't share that with you, Justin. So you have a Traverse that you can pick out. You have a Camaro that you can pick out. Or you have a Colorado truck that you can pick out. Okay? And then in September of 2020, I earned the pink Cadillac. When you earn that level of vehicle, you keep it for 2 years, and then they just upgrade you to a more current, newer vehicle. Again, I do not have a car note, and they pay 85% of the insurance and taxes. You see, it wasn't until I said yes to Mary Kay that I went to a car lot. They say, are you Tracy Randall? Here's your keys. Everything is taken care of. You don't have anything to sign. They take care of the tags. Your insurance is taken care of. Your tags at DMV, all of that. You drive with one vehicle, and you drive off with the next.
Justify Tuesday.
So Mary Kay doesn't have a men's division, do they?
You could get
in the wrong business.
So we do have men in our unit.
Hey, he's not in the wrong business.
No, he's not in the wrong business. You can always do Mary Kay on the side.
No, his future wife.
His significant other just joined my team on Sunday.
I heard about that. Yeah. She was very excited to do that too.
Yeah. And so a lot of people say yes for different reasons, because it's not just about the cars. That's a bonus. It's not just about the 50% commission that you earn right away. And in market and direct marketing, Mary Kay pays the most in commission. It's 50%. You don't have to wait for it to be processed. You sell something, it's yours. Half of that is yours immediately. And so I joined because I needed money. But when I speak about Mary Kay, I speak about the full circle of Mary Kay, because everybody doesn't need money. I don't want that to be the only reason, because there are some women that don't even know that Mary Kay has a foundation. And the Mary Kay Foundation has two purposes. We've already donated $57 million towards ending domestic violence. Yes. And so there are products all over the world being donated to shelters for women and children. Yes. Mary Kay. I remember having a facial with someone, and when I told that story, a young lady started to cry because she shared years ago how she was in a shelter and she remembers receiving pink tubes of skincare. It was Mary Kay.
Yes.
We continue to do that. That's one purpose. Why that reaches my heart and pulls on my heartstrings? Because my first marriage, that was domestic. So I'm a domestic violence survivor. Yes, ma'am. And so to hear that a company that I'm a part of gives back to that type of community of women, that's pride to me. The other purpose of the foundation is that we've donated also $27 million towards cancer research, especially those cancers that targets women. That's a second purpose, because if you have not been impacted directly yourself with cancer, someone in your circle has. Mm-hmm. And so doesn't that give you a sense of pride to be a part of a company that gives back like that? Not only that, Mary Kay gives you a platform to empower and educate women. You see, you run your own business. You're in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. There is no competition here. I'm extremely passionate about this company that I am with. I know Walter mentioned that it helps you dream, but what happens when you didn't know that you had the option to dream? Some of us have a porch mentality. Well, Walter asked me, what's a porch mentality?
What's a porch mentality?
I'm glad you asked. A porch mentality is that you've never seen where you can go. You've never dreamt of going to Walt Disney as a little girl because it's not talked about. You've never seen it on your TV. A porch mentality is that you're complacent in where you are. You don't know how to be successful because you haven't seen it, because there are certain things called generational curse, but you can be the generational curse breaker. And so I would challenge any woman, not just women, but men, to step off the porch, go to the curb and look down. You don't have to always be a renter. You can be a homeowner. Just because you have not seen it does not mean that you can take the steps to inquire more. Look at your FICO score. Look at your job. Are you stable on your job? Speak to somebody that can help you do better with your score. Don't open up a lot of different credits. I was a lot of different credit cards. I was a mortgage underwriter. Have a checking account and make it stable. Don't do a lot of large withdrawals out of that account. Speak to somebody so that you can start to dream to be a homeowner. So it always starts somewhere. But as being in Mary Kay, I was awarded to go to Disney, fully paid. When we got there, as leaders, when we got there, Mary Kay shut down Universal Studios just to celebrate all the directors in Mary Kay. We arrived at 6 o'clock. They shut down the park to the public. We were entering and the general public were exiting. I've never seen anything like that in my life. When we got there, Mary Kay was all in lights. We had free food, free beverages, free snacks, get on the rides for free. I mean, everything was free. So the recognition in what you do is amazing. They also recognize you in our Mary Kay Applause magazine. So this company uplifts women. Some people might feel like, well, I don't want to do everything that you do. And you don't have to, because again, you're in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. You see, I am a director because I chose to be a director. I chose to want more. I chose when I learned that Mary Kay has a retirement package. Did you know that, babe?
Oh, what? Say that again. We gonna retire?
We can retire with Mary Kay.
Testify Tuesday. I love it.
And so what that sounds like is that when you are a director and you are a national director, you retire at the age of 65 years old. After you retire at 65 years old, Mary Kay looks at your three best years, your three highest commissions. They average it, and that is what you get paid for the next 15 years with Mary Kay. But this is the family legacy plan with Mary Kay. When you're retired and you're receiving those payments, if you pass away, the money does not stop. If you died at seven years, the next 8 years, the money that you was getting still gets paid out, but to your family. No employer does that. But
well,
Mary Kay does that.
Let me share this with you right there. I'd rather have you than a retirement package.
Oh, absolutely.
So we ain't looking beyond. When God called us, we are coming together. Mary Kay, we thank you for the kids. Let them have the little tidbits. But I got my beautiful wife. You know, this month, you know, we talking about extraordinary women, extraordinary things happening to ordinary women. Mm-hmm. You know, and here at the Machine Foundation, you know, through Breaking the Bondage of Addiction Ministry, we want to celebrate the women. We are asking you to come out every Sunday from 9:30 to 11. Next Sunday, we're going to have Reverend Sheba Thomas. She's going to come and she's going to bring forth the word. And I tell you, man, we're just looking for some great things, you know. But just to have Tracy Randall here, you know, and listen to some of the great things that has happening through her. You know, she talked about losing a job when the company closed. And then this was she told me, right? So when she made a decision to join Mary Kay, she told me, this, y'all read, I want y'all to hear this. She told me that God told her that she didn't have to work no more. I said, well, God ain't tell me that.
Well, this is what happened with the time. So I said,
I needed to throw that in there. Go ahead, I'll let you tell
it
again.
I said yes to Mary Kay in February of 2019. But in July of 2019, the job called me back. July of 2020, God spoke to me again and said, leave your job and you will suffer no loss. Now, I immediately thought of Walter and realized, oh, Lord, he's going to have a fit. He's going to be afraid. He might be fearful that, oh, my God, what if Mary Kay doesn't work out? What if I have to work four jobs again? But when I shared that with him, he says, okay, I trust that you trust God. I trust your faith and I support you. And that's all I needed. I submitted my resignation the very next day.
Yes, she did.
To the bank. And I've never, you know, we're always told you never leave a job until you have somewhere else to go. And so I've never submitted a resignation and just said, I'm just going to be at home all day. And so that was another faith move with God concerning my Mary Kay business. But when Mary Kay says you will suffer no loss, that means our bills are going to be paid.
Amen.
We're still going to be able to have the life
That's right.
That we choose. We're still going to be able to go out when
we
want to.
That's right.
And what I also love about that is that, you know, together, because we're a blended family. I have three daughters and four bonus sons.
Yes.
We have nine grandchildren together.
Yes.
But what I love most about my business is the flexibility. the flexibility to support any one of the kids. If the kids get sick in school, I can stop what I'm doing and help my child or our children take someone out of school and care for the grandchildren. What I also love, I had a sick aunt back in August. She turned 75, but she was very, very sick. She suffered with cancer of the blood. And within a 2-day time span, when my sister said, I'm going to Myrtle Beach with her, I believe her time is coming near. And I says, in 2 days, I made a decision. I'm going as well. I'll meet you in Myrtle Beach. I wouldn't have been able to do that if I was still employed, if I was still W-2 employed. I would have had to consult with the supervisor asking, can I have time off? I would have had to look at my PTO time to see if I had enough days in the bank to take off. I would have had to schedule when I get back how much time I have left to do. Also, I would have probably would not have been able to afford booking a flight within 2 days, you know, because the more you spend time, if you book your flight a month in advance, 2 months in advance, you're going to get better rates. But 2 days in advance, because of the money that I make here at Mary Kay, I was able to afford that, go with peace in mind, and still work. Because as long as I have my phone and my iPad, I'm connected to my unit. I'm connecting to new women that I'm in passing, speaking to women at the TSA. See, I'm always working. Do I balance? Do I have boundaries? I definitely do. I shut down at 9 p.m. and my unit knows not to call me before 9 a.m. Am I awake? Yes, I am. But there are certain things I would like to take care of. I like to, before my husband leaves to go to his job, I like to have a conversation with him, tell him have a good day, get my kisses from him before he leaves. And then at 9 p.m., if it didn't happen before 9 p.m., it'll wait till after 9 a.m. the following day, because I have to refuel for myself, because if I don't take that time for myself, I'm no good to anybody else that's going to need me throughout the day for me to support them and help them in their business. And so I'm just really, really grateful for the flexibility that Mary Kay gives me to spend more time and make memories. And I'm grateful for the memories that I was able to make in meeting my aunt and my sister in Myrtle Beach in August with her 75th birthday. And God took her on January 6th of 2022, but I'm grateful for the memories. And if I was working for an employer, I probably would have missed that opportunity, but I'm grateful because also we are in the great resignation period.
Yes, yes.
So many women are leaving their jobs because the employers are not fitting their needs. They're not fitting their daycare needs. They're not fitting their family need. They're not fitting or paying them enough for daycare. So now they have to stay at home. You have some bosses that have never been in that type of situation. So they lack compassion to understand and be willing to work with women. And so many women have left their jobs. And so this is considered the great resignation period. Mm-hmm. And people are now looking for things that they can do home base with more flexibility, still bringing in income. During this pandemic, our Mary Kay's time, our seminar year starts July 1st through June 30th. And the first year of the pandemic, July 1st, 2020 to June 30th, 2021, was the best year in Mary Kay.
Wow.
We've had 9 first-time women of color become million-dollar directors.
Wow.
We've had 32 first-time top trip directors. And what that means, you did production of $650,000 in a year. I was one of those directors. Wow. I'm a director 2.5 years.
Wow.
And when you are a top trip director, you go on a trip with your mate. And so that meant that I earned the trip to Barcelona, Spain because of that. We did that in a pandemic. So Mary Kay gives you the resources and the tools to work your business, still being safe, sending out samples, to have facials with women all over the world. Mm-hmm. It's limitless. There's no boundaries in our business. I can facial a woman today from Zoom or FaceTime or WhatsApp or whatever. in a different state just from her getting samples in the mail to me. So that was the best year for Mary Kay in a pandemic. The mall shut down. What was also proven that not only in a recession, but in a pandemic, there are three industries that will always blossom. It's tobacco. It's alcohol. You notice in the pandemic, alcohol was deemed an essential. I don't understand that, but it was. And cosmetics. Cosmetic is recession proof and pandemic proof. We did not go without. Our bills maintained being paid. I'm so grateful for the opportunity that a woman reached out and asked me, can I help her and have a facial? She shared the opportunity with me and what it's doing for me and my life. I dare not keep Mary Kay a secret. I'm going to speak it, scream it from the mountaintop.
Yes, she is.
Everybody I meet, I talk Mary Kay. I don't Mary Kay vomit. I'm very strategic because, you know, everybody has different personality.
Yes.
But if I'm getting my nails done or if I'm getting my feet done and someone says to me, oh, I like your hair, you're now in my space. Mary Kay is going to come out. I'm going to talk about Mary Kay some kind of way.
Yes, yes.
How long have you been with Mary Kay?
Since February of 2019.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
Mm-hmm. And I became a director September of 2019. So I'm not a director yet 3 years. And so I became a director in September of 2019. Well, October 1st. Because I finished September 30th.
3 years.
So October 2019.
Extraordinary things happening to an ordinary woman.
And the year ended for Mary Kay that June of 2020. So I was a director for 9 months and my unit did 300,000 in 9 months. And then the following year, July 2020 to June 21, we did 653,000. In a pandemic. And so when you say yes to obedience and you follow God, you can't go wrong. Even if you don't know the how, because I didn't know the how. I don't apply makeup. I wear lip gloss or lipstick, but it doesn't mean that I can't talk about it. But sometimes women connect with you because they hear, oh, you was abused when you was married? Me too. Or I share that I'm a 9/11 survivor. Yes, I walked across the bridge to get home that day. Or I share that I'm a rape survivor. Or I share that I'm a stroke survivor. And so when they hear some type of connection, they really want to connect. And so Mary Kay is just a vehicle to connect women. And now not just women, because we have some smart men that know that women are going to buy things to take care of their skin. And so they are now in the business. We have a Hispanic first-time national sales director, male. And when you're a national sales director, it's not the XT6 Cadillac that you get. You get the pink Escalade. I don't think he has a problem driving that.
I don't have a problem driving a pink Cadillac. No, I do not. You know, this has been a great hour, a great moment. You know, when we look at what happens here at the Machine Foundation, when we bring in, you know, Breaking the Bondage of Addiction Ministry, I love to say that, you know, who host, and this week, you know, the women, you know, the women, and for you to be one of the extraordinary women that, you know, ordinary things, you know, that has happened, you know, we'll look at other women like Mary Kay Ash and, you know, I take a look at her and say, this Latina small, her husband died, white chick. I mean, and here it is. I'm hearing you say that, you know, you have 9 women of color, you know, who became millionaires through this. If we were to judge the book by its cover and say, that, I mean, makeup, we don't do makeup with them. I mean, that's for the white people. We miss out an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about the Machine Foundation. It talks about saving lives and healing families, saving lives. Mm-hmm. We don't care about your age, your religious, your creed, white, black. gay, straight, GKLQ, whatever. We don't, it's like the love, you know, the love. And so when we look at this month in the Machine Foundation, God speaking to John, they have this platform that you even could come. You could talk about the domestic violence. You could talk about having the stroke. You could talk about the multiple jobs lost, the decisions made, you know, and just an ordinary woman, you know, an ordinary woman. It can happen to you, you know. And of course, I'm grateful that you was able to take this hour and talk about, you know, Mary Kay Ash and the blessing has have overcame to you. But look, you guys, you could come here to the Machine Foundation the same way God spoke to Mary Kay. He speaks through John's, man. And because you have to find other agency, organization that don't take those risks, you know, that don't open up the doors for opportunity for people come. And look, I'm not, and I hope I don't get all the line when I say this, but if you're a recovering addict, alcoholic, and you need a place, don't let the money be a barrier and come in here to the Machine Foundation. You know, sometimes people look at it and say, well, I ain't got this, man. We talking about scholarship. We talking about grant funding. There are ways that you can get the service you need provided here through the Machine Foundation. We talking about
day service.
Same day service. Thank you. Come on, man. You know what I mean? It happens, and you don't have a lot of agencies that operation. We talking about the holistic approach. Come on, man. We know the drugs and the alcohol that has gotten us to this place. But I'm talking about is God. We talking about God as you understand him that help you deal with a lifestyle of change. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this set hour, you know, that we was able to come here at the Machine Foundation. I'm grateful for the vision. I'm grateful for the multiple pathways of recovery that allow to happen here at the Machine Foundation. I'm grateful for this month being Women Month, you know, and they make a decision that we can allow this whole month, you know, for ordinary women. We're talking about extraordinary things that happen for ordinary women to be spoken every Sunday here at the Machine Foundation from 9:30 to 11 o'clock called Breaking the Bondage Addiction Ministry. And again, Justice, I thank you and Nate for allowing us to have Testify Tuesday. So, Justice, go ahead and give us all the closing announcements and all the great things that we need to know that's happened throughout this week here at the Machine Foundation.
Well, first thing I want to do is I want to give a shout out to my extraordinary woman,
yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
She's an amazing person, and without her, I don't know where I would be.
Yes.
I love her with all my heart.
Yes,
I
you really do.
We've been friends for longer than I can remember.
Yes.
And she had to see the ugliest part of me in active addiction. And her putting up with me and willing to try and salvage our relationship and bring it to the point where it is now is just, it's something I don't know how to describe that. I've never been on the other side of it. I've only been on this side of it, but you know, and for her to deal with that, that proves to me, you know, not that it needed proving, but you know, that just goes to show how much she actually really loves me. So Teresa, I love you very much. Aww. If you're still listening, and can't wait to get home and see you tonight. Announcements.
Hold on, Jess. I'm sorry. Yes. I got to say this.
Yes.
Teresa, you just don't know. We tried to hold this seat right here. My wife don't know to have you here with us. Because this was just me. Because me and Jess, we work every Sunday doing Breaking the Bondage of Addiction Ministry. And this guy, he has a heart of gold for serving the community. And I watched Teresa show up every Sunday and sit by Jess. I'm like, man, my wife, she gonna come, and look, she here today, and I'm excited about the moment. But Justin, I watch you and Teresa all the time. But we did have a seat here. You just not here, but we did keep your space. But go ahead with the announcement. So I just want to let Teresa know we thought about you too. Now, Testify Tuesday.
I can't wait to get her on the show. But you know, with her work schedule the way it is,
yes.
And she's having to pick up her daughter at like literally right during this time slot, so it makes it tough. But Anyway. Announcements. So Thursday we have Mr. Jordan Prevett I think that's how you say his last name.
Yeah, yeah. Jordan plays the guitar for Breaking the Bondage of Addiction Ministry every Sunday.
He has a friend who wrote a book. And he, I don't know if he helped edit it or what he helped do, but he helped in some capacity. And we're going to be having him and his friend on. And
that's
that show. And then let's see, after that, I don't think there's any events this weekend. I know that there's some events coming up. I know on the 25th, we have Care Talks. That's going to be a live stream, but it's going to be an in-person live thing. We're just going to be streaming it on Facebook and YouTube and all that good stuff. So that's going to be pretty sweet. I know we've got the Sober St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
We've got the golf tournament coming. We've got a whole lot of big stuff coming.
Yes.
But yeah, so keep your eyes peeled and your ears open, and make sure that you follow the McShin Foundation on Facebook, and stay up to date on our YouTube page, and everything that you need to know will be there.
Yeah.
So thank you all for joining us today for Testify Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I just can't do it like Walt does it. I just can't do it like that.
Well, again, you guys, remember, every third Tuesday, I'm grateful for Nathan. You know, again, he hosts Getting in the Herd here at the McShin Foundation. But he told me every third Tuesday we could come in with Testify Tuesday. So let's just thank once again Tracy Randall for that great testimony.
My pleasure.
What God is doing for her, through her, in this set hour. And remember, a lot of places has closed down through this pandemic. The doors are reopening. Organizations are back up and running. Church organizations are back kicking and scrawling. But the McShin Foundation, they never shut the doors during the pandemic. And like Justice said, we always had same-day service. You can't find that nowhere else. So we thank you guys for tuning in to Testify Tuesday. Make the rest of your day the best of the day. In Jesus' name. Hey,
bye-bye.
Hey.
Honesty Liller. I am the CEO of the McShin Foundation and a woman in long-term recovery. Since May 27, 2007, I have not used drugs or alcohol. Woo-hoo! Thank you so much to the Richmond Times-Dispatch and all of our voters for Get in the Herd podcast. Those podcasts are amazing. Not only has it helped thousands upon thousands of people in their recovery, as well as family members, but it has helped me in my personal recovery. I get to listen to them now in my car through Spotify and iHeartRadio. And it's just really, really important for us to be innovative in the addiction field and the recovery community. So when COVID hit, we had to be innovative. You know, we really had to think of like, what can we do to reach people that cannot go to 12-step meetings, smart recovery, faith-based, whatever, that we're shutting down constantly. So we were innovative here at McShin. Let's start podcast. So with Todd, John, Alex, and some other staff, you know, we all just kind of jumped in who can do what. And with Todd's lead and John's lead, the podcasts have been amazing and we're still doing them today. So I want to thank you for all of your votes and all of your energy and all of your support of our mission of healing families and saving lives. Thanks.